Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Pei. Psachim Daf Pei. Baruch Hashem, we'll try to work through the little softness of the voice. Shabbos Shuva, but Baruch Hashem, Siyata Deshmaya. Three lines from the bottom. We'll start Ayin Tes Amid Beis Gufa. We have been talking about the last couple of sugyas since the Mishnah. How does one determine the majority of a tzibur? Tamei Tahar, what about women? What about people who are not included? What is included? What about Kohanim? What about Yisraelim? So all the different permutations that we just had. And what if it's half and half, as we just discussed? And maybe women are mashlim to half, to more, all the different cases that we had. So we go back to now to one of the earlier cases that were quoted. Gufa, three lines from the bottom. Hare Shahayu Yisrael. Mechza Tahar Mechza Tmein. What if they're half and half? So all these cases are fascinating. Would there really exactly be half and half? But that's what it's taught. It's not an exaggeration here. So not that these cases really happened, but in terms of appreciating the din and the halacha, that's why all these cases are discussed. But not that they actually would have happened. So you have half tameh, half tahar. Halala osin la'atzman, valala osin la'atzman. As we said, that in general, if the majority were tameh, so then the people who were tameh would do a betumah, and even the people who were tahar would do it betumah, because tumah dechuyu or hoja betzibur, as we discussed, and Beis Hashem will discuss again. But here, where it's half and half, the people who are tameh are allowed to do it because they're not in the minority, but the people who are tahar do not have the right, the allowance to do it bitumah, because they're not the minority either. That's why they each make their own groups. Halala osan la'atzman, v'halala osan la'atzman. But are you tmeyin odfin al hatahorin? What if the tummy people are more than the tahar? Afilu echad. What if it's one more tummy person more than tahar? Ya'asu bitumah. So he can be machriya it. That's a majority. Majority by one, right? Even though in other areas of halacha, let's say by a bezdin l'chiyuv, we mentioned when it comes to dinin nefashos, you can't win by one. Got to win by at least two. But when it comes to this case, one is good enough according to the Tanakhama. Why? Why yasu betumah and everybody would do a betumah? Lefi she'ein karban sibur chaluk. You can't split up a karban sibur, and therefore, if you have the majority, even if by one, so the tar people are able to do a betumah also. But 1 minute. This is ain't Tzibur Chaluk. So what about the first case where it's half and half? What is this Tanakam Meshita? Right? If it's majority by one, so even the Torah people could do a Petumah because, you know, that's the majority. Ain't Karban Tzibur Chaluk. So what about the case of exactly half and half? There's no problem with ain't Tzibur Chaluk. So that was a Rashi on yesterday's daf. Back on Amud Bey, Amud Aleph, Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the first Rashi on the Gemara, Rashi explains, no, what does ain't Karban Tzibur Chaluk means? It means when a Karban Tzibur is brought Petumah, so that's where we cannot mandate the tzar people doing it separately. She'ein karban tzibur haba betuma chaluk me'achar shakarban ruban ba betuma afa yachar osa betuma. If you have a karban tzibur that's defined as one that is ba betuma, it has the allowance to ba betuma, so then everybody has to do that. You don't want to split up the tzibur, as we'll talk more about why that is on today's daf.
What do you mean it has to do it?
That what?
What do you mean?
That once it is betuma, there is no problem with their, you know, being. Let's say the rove of the kalim or tame, or the kohanim. So there's no problem with their partaking and their being matami themselves. And except for Rabbi Nassan that we had achilas psachim lo ma'akva, they'd even be able to eat it betuma in those cases. We wouldn't have to. They wouldn't have to only have it betaro. There's a lot of tuma going on. If people, most of the tzibur is tame. So here, ain karban tzibur chaluk, Rashi explains, is only when the carbon is labeled as a carbon betuma, then a group doing it betara would be considered ain carbon, would be considered a tzibur chaluk. But in the first case, it's not labeled as a tzibur betuma, right? Because there isn't a majority. It's chaytzi chaytzi. If they're both doing it, this one's doing it over here, this one's doing it over there, and they're each doing their own, it's not Klal Yisrael's carbon is labeled as, this is a Tumah Pesach, right? This year is a Tumah Pesach. So then that would be a problem of carbon tzibur being chalak, right? It's shades of the idea of Los Eskodadu, of making agudos and Klal Yisrael. That's what it reminds us of, this sugya. But it's a specific one here when it comes to carbon tzibur. If you look at the Chashuke Chemed, which, by the way, was in the Slichos, was in the Piyutim on Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about the Chashuk Yechemed. Says he quotes, are there any halachos or other cases where you could have one person that does something and it affects Klal Yisrael? So here's an example. According to the Tanakhama, right? Just even before we do that, just go to the next shita. Rabbi Elazar ben Masya Omer, no, eino yachad machriyachat to the tzibur l'tumah. You can't win by one when it comes to if it's one for tumah, that's not good enough. Shneamar lo sucha lesboch as a pasach ba'achat sharecha. You cannot shech your current pesach in one of your gates. But we darshan, it doesn't just mean in one of your gates. The pashas of the pasuk is that it means you can't shech the current pesach outside the azara. But on a deeper level, achan means don't go by one when it comes to Karan Pesach Matumah. That's how we darsh it. So either way, so the second shita says, you're not allowed to win by one. Are there other cases that one person could affect? See, he quotes two, I'll throw in another one. He quotes two. One of them is Lamaisa, Tosfos and Maseches Gittin. And the Chazon Ish expands upon this in Hilchos Shviyos, that if Rov Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden, Shumas and Maisers become Daraisa. If rove Jews in the world are in Eretz Yisrael, Shumas and Maisers become Daraisa. So what happens if it's exactly equal? Exactly equal. And you got an odd number, let's say an odd number of Jews in the world. It's 8 million to 8 million, and there's 8 million and 1 outside. And he jumps over, and he makes Aliyah. All of a sudden, one person was Machriya, Halachas of Chumas and Maestras. Omeyata Rov Yisrael Aleha, Me'osa Shav Eilach Nogim Beretz Yisrael, Chiyuvi Chumas and Maestras Menat Torah. Nimsa Shah Oleha Chadash Shina Et Kol Sidrei HaHalacha Be'eret Yisrael U'Be'olam Kulo. Shemeyata Peres Eretz Yisrael B'chol Makom Chayav Chumas and Maestras Menat Torah. Amazing. One. Another example he gives. There's a halacha, learned that from Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes, that for the full-fledged halachas of Yovel to kick in, you have to have somebody freeing their Eved. If nobody's freeing their Eved Ivries, nobody's freeing them, so then Yovel is not Nohig. Says the Minchas Chinuch, quoting in the Chajuk Echemed, L'shitas Chachamim, d'v'em eshichru avadim ma'akev, hu adin kach, im derech mashal, yadu alonu sheish kach v'kach avadim, ve'ein adonim rotzim l'shalcham, ein Yovel klal. So there's no Yovel, there's no shichru. L'fize, if one Jew frees his Eved Ivri, Yovel is chal on Kol Yisrael Kulo. Okay, those are two examples that he gives. I'll throw in another one, not as extreme. So we mentioned in a Parsha Shir a couple of years ago, that is Rav Sorotskin. Rav Sorotskin writes, the halacha that we lay on, the pasuk we lay on Yontif, Oso ve'es b'no, lo sishcha tu b'yom echad. Now the halacha is, if you get not allowed to shecht a parent and a offspring, child, of an animal, Osoves on the same day. Osoves benolo sishchadu biyamechad. Does that apply to father also and only mother? Right, all different discussions in Maseches Chulin. But says Rav Sorotskin there, you learn a huge mussar. I shecht, because I shecht, the other animal becomes usher to the entire world. Right, that's an idea of Arevus. So you might say, oh, this isn't a good example, because like, if a person gets married, then this woman is off limits to the whole world. So it's not really the same exact idea. Sometimes I do something which has effects. But if Sorotskin makes a big deal about this, he says it's amazing that all of a sudden I do something in my backyard and in my private rishus, I shech the cow, and all of a sudden if somebody else does it now, they're going to get malchus for it. Davar zemel amedo sano sheyesh ba'am Yisrael shayachas nifla bein Reb Yisrael lekol Yisrael ula hefech, meaning to every plony, to everybody else. Ubein aprado lekol hefech shayachas kadosh sheinena b'shar umos. You never find this in any other nation. It's only because we're connected. So again, that's not the same exact type of case, but all these cases that we affect, everything that we do affects those around us. Okay, but either way, we have a machlokas tanoim here, whether one person can be machria in terms of tumah. So we have a machlokas in the first, if there's only one. What about somebody who's tar? Could one tar person be machria? Could that be Rove, and therefore they do it Batara, and the Tamei people do it on Pesach Sheni? That's not clear in the Gemara. Not clear what these Shitas would hold. They would say you can't win by one by Tumah. What about, and the Gemara spoke about what you do with Mechsal Mechsa. But could you win by one with Tara? That's not 100% clear. Different mashmas from different lines. Let's continue though. Reb Shimon Omer, Afilu Shevet Echad, Tamei, Vishar Kol HaShvatim Tahorim. Even if one entire Shevet is Tamei, and all the other shvatim are tahar, halalo osin la'atzman, halalo osin la'atzman. one shevet is significant enough to be considered its own unit, and just like we said before, mechza al mechza by the whole Jewish nation, but here too, let's say you have one shevet and 11 shvatim. One shevet is tamei, they could be their own sibur, and they could do it, and they're not nigrar after each other. Tuma dehutra slash dechuya, even for one shevet. Yes. My taima de Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds this way. Kasavar shevet echad ikri kahal. Right? Even one shevet is considered a kahal. Even one shevet is considered significant. Again, you find this in other areas as well. We had this, comes up in Meseches Harios by Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. If an entire shevet is convinced by Bez Din to sin inappropriately. This parallel of Rishon Tzibur, you find by various halachas the significance of a shevet. I have a sefer Shiftei Yisrael, which is all about the significance. It has two or three chapters on every shevet. Every shevet, all the midrashim and all the coming together, and he talks in the Hakdama there about the significance of shevet. And the Shvatim, and the 12 Shvatim. The Medrash tells us in the Psikta, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'schus ha-Shvatim bara. She created everything for the Shvatim. Atamoti shneimasar chodeshei bashana. There are 12 months of the year, which by the way, in all the Kabbalistic works, they say, okay, which month is connected, which Shevet? There's all different suggestions. There's not one Kavua, oh, Tishrei is this Shevet. There's all different ones. There's nothing, they don't exactly work out. But there's 12 shatim, and 12 months of the year, and 12 mazalos in the rakia, and 12 hours of the day, and 12 hours of the night. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the psikta. Afilu el yonim betachtonim, lo barasi ala b'schus ha-shvatim. Sheka kasav es kol eila yadi asasa, b'schus kol eila, shifte Yisrael, shneim asar. Talk about the significance of the shvatim. Again, we know Api Kabbalah is quoted in the Magen Avraham and Hilchos and Aruch Chaim that every shevet has its own pipeline to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's a minhag of having 12 windows in a shul on the side, the Mizrach side. Why? Because as if, right, quoted from the Arizal, I think Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal, so it's as if, it's just like every pathway, every shevet has, different derech and avodas Hashem, that's symbolized by the 12 windows. We know the Midrashim tell us that when Yisrael went through the Yamsuf, right, 12 paths, 12 paths, very organized, right? Separate shevet for each one, all the way around, 12 paths. Which is the Derech Agav, the Tosfos in Maseches Arachin says that Bnei Yisrael made a semicircle by Kriyas Yamsuf, because they came to the same place that they were where, before they went through. That's what Tosfos, that's the semicircle. Ask the Achronim Tosfos. But if it was a semicircle and the Egyptians followed Am Yisrael down each path, so how is it possible that the Egyptians that were on the inner circles, they came to the other side before the Jews in the outer circle would have gone to the other side? So how was it that all the Bnei Yisrael came to the other side before the Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, ended and the water came crashing down again? How did that work? So I think it was the Arvi Nacha, one of the Achronim, says that, no, that's why it says that, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Vayasar as Ofan Markavosav. He removed their wheel. What do you mean Ofan? Take off both wheels of the chariots. Why one? No, because if you have one wheel off, you just like can't do anything. It's like the whole wagon is lopsided and you can't move. That's why that nace was there, because he slowed them down in order for the outer circles of Jews to go. But again, the point of 12 different paths, because each of the Sheva, each of the Shvatim, reflected a different derech of Avodas Hashem. That's the 12 paths, the 12 Shvatim, and the 12 paths in Kriyas Yamsuf. Again, there's a lot of, in terms of the Shvatim, every Shevet, obviously, but here you see, even one Shevet is Ikri Kahal.
Does that mean most of the Shevet?
Does it mean most of the Shevet? Lachar, most of the Shevet. That very first Shevet. Even most of the Shevet. So even the Gemara, in Yana Diyoma, the Gemara tells us at the end of Maseches Tainus, and also in Baba Basra, the two greatest holidays Bnei Yisrael ever had were Yom Kippur, coming up, and Tu B'Av. So the Gemara says, I understand Yom Kippur, Yom Slichu Mechila, Yom Sheneinu Balochus Shnios. We got the second Luchos. But Tu B'Av, what's so special about Tu B'Av? So the Gemara gives six suggestions, but one of them is, it was the day that we were allowed to, Binyamin was allowed to marry in. After the tragic story at the end of Sefer Shoftim of Pilegesh Begiva, where Binyamin was ostracized, and they made a rule, nobody's allowed to marry Binyamin. Binyamin got very, very small. And later on, they realized that if we don't allow Binyamin back in, then the Shevet's going to be finished. So the Tu B'Av was the day that Binyamin was allowed back in, and they made this big party. So you see, every Shevet in Klal Yisrael has tremendous, tremendous significance. That's the Gemara and a couple of sources relating to a Shevet. This is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that even one shevet has significance in terms of kahal for Karban Pesach. Reb Yehuda Omer, even more extreme. Not only do we say if one shevet is tamei, that shevet could do a betuma, and everybody else does a betara. Afilu shevet echad tamei v'shar kol hashvatim tahorin. Even if one shevet is tamei and all the others are tahor, yasu betuma. All of Klal Yisrael could do it betuma. They are nigrar. Why? Because it's like half and half. She'ein karban tzibur chaluk. A tzibur is not chaluk. Right? Look at Rashi on the second skinny line. It was relates to your point that you asked before. Yasu betuma aptahorim. Im yirtzu, if they want to. If they want to. We won't force them, but im yirtzu, if they would want to do a petuma, this is called, if one shevet is doing a petuma, says Rabbi Yehuda, so then this is called a Pesach Abba petuma for those who would not want to keep the standard of Tahara. Let's say you're having other people over at your Seder, people from another shevet, and they're tamei. Are you allowed to have them in your house? You made all the plans for the Seder, and you're having them over. Everything's going to get messed up. Right? No, here, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. It's okay. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, what's his Svara? Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal. Number one, one shevet is called a kahal already. The significance, Vavilu Palga Upalga. So it's like, there are enough, even though quantitatively there are more shvatim that are tar, we are allowed to view it as equal. The ain carbon sibra chaluk, and we don't want to have a sibra chaluk once there's an allowance to do it betumah. The abdi kula betumah, and therefore they could all do it all betumah. Period. We'll get back to that Hashem soon. Itmar, we'll do it more. Actually, we'll say it now. Rashi says why. Rashi is on the next piece of Gemara, but we'll do the Rashi now. What's the reason in carbon tzibur chaluk? Why don't we want once something is being allowed betuma? Why wouldn't we allow it? Why wouldn't we say that the people who are batar have to do it batara? They have to have at least the allowance to go across. So Rashi here, about the halfway down, he says sheginai hadavar demuchacha milsa bahadei kishen isharin elu me'elu. It's a genai. It's like it's terrible when there are Jews that can't mix and match with each other. Ginaya Davarashi says, therefore, in carbon sibur chaluk. It's a carbon sibur, it's something public, and it's being split. Okay, in your own house, you do what you want, and they do what they want. But here you have a carbon sibur that's supposed to be for the entire sibur, so that's Ginaya Davar, that they would have to go through the motions amongst themselves and not be able to cross. Right, that's what the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Yevamos. The Gemara says about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they had tremendous machlokos between them. Tremendous about serious issues, about mamzerus issues, about kiddushin issues. But the Gemara says, Ava v'achva v'reyos were shor b'neihem. They intermarried with each other, right? The greatest form of respect. And that's what we have to say. Even if there's a machlokas between them, there was tremendous mutual respect. Again, the second and final chashuk echemet of the evening, he talks about here, Sheila. There was a story about a shul. A shul that made a kiddush for Chasan Torah on Shmini Atzeres. And there were two shochtim in the kehillah. Half the shul held of one shochet, and half the shul held of the other shochet. They wouldn't mish, right? They wouldn't eat each other's shchita. And there was an Adam Gadol that came on Shmini Atzeres, and he saw what was going on, and he started giving them a musar shvuz. He's like, this is terrible. You have one shul, and you have two caterers, and I hold of this caterer that at the same kiddush. Not even you have a different Shabbos. The same kiddush, and they realized, "Oyvei, this is terrible." And he quotes like our Rashi, "Ginai hadavar that a davar shibit sibur should be split." So the shaila, what was the shaila that they asked Rav Zilberstein was, "Can they do a new shchita because they don't really need the meat? Can they do a new shchita ba'achtos? Right? Is that considered a tzorich achol nefesh? They don't really need it because it's they already have. It's a mashma that he allowed it." They allowed it because it's such a chil Hashem at the time, right now, that as they're sitting there, genai adavar, and therefore it would be a problem. But again, kol davar shevet tzibur, we try not to have a genai.
Does Rabbi Yehuda then disagree with the beginning of this price when we talked about half and half, they eat separate, they eat separate?
Does Rabbi Yehuda allow that? Right, so that we mentioned, it could be that first Rashi that we just mentioned today, right. It could be not. It has to be labeled as a carbon sieber being brought betuma. If it's chetzi chetzi,
but he's equating here, right. He says that
Right, you make it as if it's maksav maksav because of a chalak. Okay, in a chinami. Right, if you say that, right, because the first, the Tanakama of our Brisa held halalo asan lazim, halalo asan atzman, and that's not a problem of ein kibur and tibur chalak. And he's putting those together. In a chinami. In a chinami. So Rabbi Yehuda might argue, it's Rabbi Yehuda shita, so he could argue on the Tanakama there. So Rabbi Yehuda might say, you know, once you get maksav maksav, then you do already have the problem of ein kibur and tibur chalak. In a chinami. Okay, we continue. Itmar says the Gemara. Discussion of the Amoraim. Hayu Yisrael Mechza Torah and Mechza Tmeyin. Okay, so we just spoke about if you have one, if you have one Machria the to this side, to that side. What if you don't? What if you have half and half? Half and half, and you're stuck. And what do you do? Well, what do you do? Well, the Tanakama said earlier, like you just said, Tanakama said earlier that, okay, they do it, and they do it. But as we will see, not everybody says you could do that. Maybe that's a problem, like Rabbi Yehuda just said, at the Inkar Ben Tzibur Chaluk. So, what do you do? So you have two options. Machlokas Rav and Ula. Amara, first option. Make one of them Tame. Right? You can't magically make somebody Tahar to break the tie. But you can make somebody Tame. Mitame Nechonim Sheretz. Okay, you find a recently dead Sheretz. One that's still moist. It's an Avatuma. And you put it on the person. Right? Mitame Nechonim Sheretz. So now, wonderful. Wonderful. Now it's, you go, according to the Shita, that you go by one. And you will bring it betuma. V'yamai nevdu hani luchadai v'hani luchadai. As we just said, why don't you just say, like we said earlier, damar rav halalo osel atzman, halalo osel atzman. Why don't you say that it's a problem of ein karban tzibur chaluk? So where is it? No, amri hacha mayaskinan. This is the case that Rav was talking about. Kagon shahayu tmein otven al tarin echad. No, really, the tamei people were up by one. It was up by one. So Gemara says, okay, so why do you have to do anything? Why do you have to do anything then if you're up by one? So the Gemara says, let's see, we'll continue. So, let's continue this first, then we'll get to your point. Why do you do all of it betumah? No, maybe they all like Rabbazim ben Masya, to Amar Eina Yachin Machriyat Chatzibah Latumah, like we said earlier. You can't win by one when it comes to Tumah. So therefore, again, you're up by one, Tame, but you're still stuck. And Mechzal Mechza, this Tana holds Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. So you gotta do something. You don't want there to just be a stalemate. You want some people to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So you're Matami with one of them. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if it's true you can't win by one, so Hadar Kushno Duchte. So even if you're up by one for the Tame side, but it's like half and half. So Nevdu Hanuluchudai, Vainuluchudayu. So why don't you just do them separately? So the Gemara says exactly what we just suggested. Oma Elehachi Kamar. No. Iika Tana. If there's someone that holds like the Tanakama like we had at the bottom of the previous Amud, that half and half, the Tar people are not allowed to do a Petuma. And you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that you wouldn't be able to split in that case. If you hold like those opinions, you put those two together, you have no other choice. And therefore, you have to be Matami B'Sheretz. Your question is there a problem with making somebody Tamei Sheretz? So Maker didn't know. One of the mitzvos, we discussed this in mitzvah shir, is Tumas Sheretz. Is there an Isser to become Tamei? No, Isser to become Tamei. There is a Chai, the Gemara says, Chayav Adam Latar Atzma Buregel. Gotta be Tar, to eat Karbanos. What if I have no intention of eating a Karban, I have no intention of eating Truma? Is there any reason for a problem with my becoming Tamei? No. The problem here is, you're not going to be able to do the Karban Pesach. But you're taking one for the team. Take them off of Klal Yisrael, or maybe not. You're becoming Tameh, it's not really, so therefore it'll be a Pesach Shuvah Betumah, and you'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. So, I mean, there is no Isser. The only Isser is, once you're Tameh, you can't eat other Karbanos. You can't eat Truma, V'chulu. But there's no Isser per se with Tumah. Sheretz Tumah, we're going to get to that in the next day, huh? But Sheretz Tumah only makes you Tameh for one day. Only makes you Tameh for one day. We'll talk about that but in the other day that argues with Rav. But Rav says, making somebody Tamei Sheretz is enough to consider him Tamei so that it's Huchra to the side of Tuma Dechuya Betzibur. That is all Shitas Rav. Ula Amar. Ula argues. What else do you do? Again, what's the case? You're stuck. It's half and half, or maybe it's up by one for Tamei, but that's not good enough. Either way, so what do you do? Ula says no. Different choice. Mishalchen echad mehen l'derech rechoka. Send somebody to be derech rechoka, so then he's out of it, he's putter, and memela, you'll have a majority. Who do you send? Tamei person or a Tara person? Anybody? You have a choice? Tosfos. Top Tosfos, Pirish Echad Min HaTahorim. You said one of the Tar people. One of the Tar people. So you end up being having a majority of Tamei, and therefore it works. Why do you do that? Why don't you send one of the Tamei people? Tosfos goes back and forth. Tosfos ends up saying, because you'd rather have as many people doing Korban Pesach at once together. If you have majority Tamei, then everybody can do it. Everybody. The Tamei people who are Tamei Meis could do it, and the people who are Tar could do it. And they even maybe could become Tamei if they wanted to. If you send one of the Tamei people away, then what? Only the Tar people are going to be able to do it. And the Tamei people are going to have to do a Pesach Sheni. So you'd rather have Barov HaMahadros Melech, you'd rather have more people doing the mitzvah at once. That's why Tosfos says we would send away a Tahar person and not a Tamei person. Even though he would then be putting himself into a situation there out of the mitzvah. We said before, he'll take one for the team, but really he's not. He'll be able to do the Korban Pesach. Here, he's really removing himself from the situation of the mitzvah, and therefore, he is really taking one for the team, and he's sacrificing. Says the Gemara, okay, why didn't Ula hold like Rav? Vitamena b'sheretz. Is that easier than making somebody schlep out? Kesavar shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. It must be that Ula holds that tamei sheretz is not going to change anything. Because if somebody's tamei mishum sheretz, they go to the mikveh, they're tful yom, they're tar that night. So they're not really called tamei. And you're allowed to shecht and do zrika for a Korban Pesach of somebody who's going to be tar that night. He's not considered tamei. So it's not going to help. Okay, be tamei mace. Why don't you make him tamei mace? The Gemara says, no, that's too much. You're not only going to ruin him from his Pesach, his Korban Chagiga, which every Jew has a chiyuv to partake of on Yontif. He's going to be tamei for a week. And therefore, you can't do that. Says the Gemara, Hashtanami matcheu atami pischo. So Derek Rechoka, so you're ruining him from his Korban Pesach. So what's the difference? Tamei Meis, you're ruining him from his Chagiga. If you send him Derek Rechoka, somewhere says, no. Efshar David B'Sheni. No, I'll do Pesach Sheni. See that? Ruining him from his Korban Pesach. He'll have Tashlumin. So the Gemara B'Meis Nami, Efshar David B'Shvi. Tohavi Leishmini Shelo. But what do you mean? You also have Tashlumin by Chagiga, the last day of Yontif. Right? Tumah is for 7 days, the last day of Yontif. Kasavar Ula, it must be. You know why Ula doesn't allow that? Kulu Tashlumin Derishon Inhu. All the days of Yontif after the first are Tashlumin of the first. The Chazi Barishon, Chazi Bakulhu, the Kol, whoever is Ra'ui on the first is Ra'ui all of them. The Kol Hecha, the Lo Chazi Barishon, Lo Chazi Bakulhu. It's Tashlumin Derishon. If you're not Chayiv in the original point in time, then you're not going to be chayiv in all the others. You had to be chayiv in the original moment. Period. The post can discuss a similar idea when it comes to Rachman al-Islam by an onain. What happens if an onain, somebody dies on Shabbos, let's say. So a person is an onain. After Shabbos, they don't have a ma'ariv, right? Pater from all mitzvahs. No ma'ariv, no havdalah, not burial Sunday morning. Good. So now let's say it's early Sunday morning, and it's still time for Shacharis. So the Avel, now he davened. He's davened Shacharis. He's still davened Shacharis. Now he's turned into an Avel. Does he daven two Shemona Esrays? Because he missed Ma'ariv? Does he daven two Shemona Esrays? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodeya, Shin Mem Aleph Beis, Misha Meis Lameis B'Shabbos, Yochab Amosi Shabbos B'lo Avdala. First of all, you don't have to fast. You could eat without making Avdala. V'lo Yispalel, V'lo Baboker Kodem Kvura, V'lo Achar Kvura Yispalel Tfilah Shacharis, Im Lo Avriz Mana. Right, daven shacharis. If it's still daven shacharis, aval tefilas ha'erev lo yispalel shekvar aver zmana v'lo dami l'shachach v'lo yispalel arvis shem yispalel shacharis daim. It's not like you forgot. Kivet shebalayla lo hayachayev l'yispalel. You are in chayiv, right? Meaning, just like here, if you were mufka from the chayiv originally, there's no kazu of making it up. Tashlumin is only if you were mechuyev and you couldn't do it. But if you were mufka from the chiv, here, so that's ulashita. If you were chayev in the first moment, then you could be chayev in the later moments if you didn't fulfill it yet. Ula inyan avdallah, yavdallah shi avdach shi kvar ames. The Shulchan Aruch says you do make avdallah. You do make avdallah, but what do you mean? Isn't the chiv avdallah Moshe Shabbos? So the answer is no. Havdallah, the chiv is constant for 3 days, through Tuesday if you didn't make avdallah. Myriv is only a night. The chiyuv doesn't continue. It's not like I make Havdalah Sunday night as Tashlumin for Motzei Shabbos. It's not Tashlumin. The same chiyuv. I just didn't fulfill it yet. I don't use a candle. I don't use Besamim. But at least, like we do on if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, we make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, just with wine. Right? A Bari Paragafen and a Mavdil. But either way, that's a similar idea about Tashlumin Tashlumin Derishon or not Tashlumin Derishon. Asks Tosfos, if you look in the second half of Tosfos Ata, the Im Tomar, Tosfos asks in the middle, if we're sending somebody, remember Ula says, you send them far away, so he's out of the situation. When you send him, Nami Matriya Machagigaso, even if you say, oh, Derech Rechoka ruins Pesach, and Tamei Mace would ruin Chagiga, doesn't Derech Rechoka also ruin it? Because you're so far away, so you're going to be gone the first day anyway. Won't you? So Tosfos says, no, on a Doraisa level, there's no Isser of Tchumin, there's only Durabanan, so really you can come to cheer Chagiga without violating any Daraisa. He goes to other answers as well. Either way, Tosfos tries to figure out, wouldn't Derech Rechoka also be a problem? Okay, let's continue though. Says the Gemara a little more, and then we'll come back. Amar lehu Rav Nachman, Zilu va'amrei le'ula. Rav Nachman hears this suggestion by Ula. Tell somebody to leave. And he says to don't go tell Ula. Man sayis, who's going to listen? Who's gonna, after they came to Yerushalayim and with their whole family, they're gonna uproot the pegs of their tent and leave? Oh yeah, get me a volunteer, says Rav Nachman. Oh yeah, tell somebody to leave. Oh yeah, who's gonna leave? They're gonna have to come back here in a month? They're really gonna want to do that with their whole family? Who's gonna want to? It's an amazing line. So Rav Nachman says, on practical reasons, practical basis, it's not a good idea, it's not gonna work. That's what it sounds like. So therefore Rashi says, we go back. It's better to do like Rav. Meaning to be metami somebody b'sharetz. That's what Rav Nachman says. It's a better idea. Two ha'aris. The Shor HaMasechta Balacha here notes, what do you mean you're not going to get involved? There's not one Jew that would go and say, I'll go. If the God of Israel says, could you please, we need, they're not going to listen. And he says, just he's looking at the Gemara in Yuma. And again, Yonah D'Yoma, Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara says that the Ish Iti, who took out the Seir HaMishtaleach, would die that year. That's the Messias. That's the Messias. They died that year. How'd they ever get a volunteer? To be the Ish Iti? How'd they get? The Zohar Kadosh says, the Ish Hazem Meis Ba'osa Shana, Afilo Hachi, Hayamisha Ratza Lelech Lederach Zu. And the Gemara says, HaKohanim Asu Keva V'loshach B'ad Yisrael, they Dafka David to a Kohen, they fought over it. And here they couldn't find somebody who would just go out, Derech Rechoka. So, says the Shom HaSeyed Malacha, maybe there's a difference if Klal Yisrael is getting a kapara through you. So maybe they would volunteer. But to schlep, this is that they're not going to do. Interesting, amazing ha'ara. The Rav Nachman says, you know, you're not going to find anybody, so therefore, it's better to go like Rav. Okay. Good. One other ha'ara, and that is the Shagas Aryeh. A lot of action on this, Amud Aleph. The Shagas Aryeh notes here that we would be metamehim b'meis, or metamehim b'sheretz, or send them b'derech rechoka. But isn't there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif also? Forget Chagiga, there's Samachta b'chagecha. What's he going to do at home? And the Gemara is not bothered by that. This is one of the Shagas Aryeh's rayas, that Simchas Yontif on a Doraisa level is in all types of simchas. Buying your wife clothes and having good food and getting the kids good treats. So the Shagas Aryeh, it's got to be Doraisa, because why isn't the Gemara worried about that? Oh, you're going to be home, you're not going to be able to do Simchas Yontif. Ain't Simchal Babasar? In Simcha B'Sar Shlomim, the answer must not be. It must be where you're in the base of Mikdash and you could have a Shlomim, fine. But if not, or even Bizman Hazeh, it's still Daraisa in other Mine Simcha. And that's how he says, Yantif Kabrek Avelis. If you hold Avelis as Daraisa, you gotta say Simcha's Daraisa. This is the Shagas Aryeh at the end of Simin Samachai. He says it must be that the mitzvah of Simcha's Yantif is not specific, a specific action to every individual, but it is wherever. And when whatever time period you live in, that's what it is. Avalam hayatame o bizman hazeh she'i efshar b'shal mei simcha hara yotzi de chavasar b'shar mei smachas she'i shecholas b'yodu l'kayman v'sagi le'bahachi. It is enough. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Next case. Hayuruban zavin umi utan t'mei mesim. Next case. Yeah, most of the Jewish people are Zavin. And again, this isn't, all these cases doesn't mean that it really happened. But it's saying, what would be the case, the Lumdus, if most are Zavin? Zav, we know, is an Av HaTumah himself. Zav is a man who has, a man or female, let's say a man, keep things simple, a man who has some type of discharge when he is not supposed to, it makes him Tameh. Zavin, the most of them are Tameh. Zav is Tameh for 7 days. Umi Utan Tameh Mason, and a Mian is Tameh Mace. So what's the issue? The problem is a Zav can't eat the Karan Pesach. And there's only Tumat Chuyah B'Tzibur, only by Tamei Meis. So the majority of Jews who are Zavin are not doing Karban Pesach. The question is, what about the minority who are Tamei Meis? What choices do they have? Amar Rav, Osin Tamei Meisim, Einan Osin, Lo Barishon Velo Basheni, they're stuck. No Korban Pesach that year. Why? Barishon Lo Avdi, they can't do a Barishon to Havi Miyuta. They're a minority. Umiyuta Lo Avdi Barishon. Right, Tamei Meis, only if they're majority, does it on Rishon. B'sheni nami lo avdi, but they also can't do it on Sheni. Why? Why they can't do it on Sheni? Kal hecha ta avdi tzibor b'rishon avid yachad b'sheni. Only if the tzibor, most of Klai Yisrael, brought carbon Rishon, then the minority can bring it on Sheni. Kal hecha de lo matz de lo avdi tzibor b'rishon lo avdi yachad b'sheni. And here, obviously, there was Zavin, the majority didn't do anything on Pesach Rishon. So therefore, the Tamei Meisim cannot bring it on Sheni. That is the Shita of Rav. Amar Lehu Shmuel. Shmuel says, Zilu Imru Leila Abba. Go tell Rav, I think he's wrong. The Yasu B'nei Yisrael is a Pasach B'moado. Pasach says, in Baal Oscha, do the Karan Pesach B'moado in its time. My Adeslei. In your case, you know, Wednesday, it's never going to happen. My Adeslei. It doesn't work. Why? Because nobody's going to bring the Karan Pesach that year. You can't have that. It says B'moado, which Shmuel understands as every year. There can't be a year where B'nai Yisrael don't bring the Korban Pesach, where they have the ability to bring the Korban Pesach. Obviously, we're not bringing it today. But Shmuel says, it can't be. Amar Lehu. So Rav says back to him, Zilu Amrule, Kavi Kulin Zavin Mayat Deslei. Hey Shmuel, what if all of B'nai Yisrael are Zavin? There you'll admit to me that nobody can bring it. Ella, Kiva de lo Efsha. What would he say? Oh, there's impossible. There's no choice. So, Hachanami lo Efsha. So I hold this is also impossible. I hold there's no Brera here. And therefore, you don't have a way out. What would Shmuel answer back? He would say, no, I think there's a big difference. If everybody's Tamei Meis, everybody's Tamei Meis. But according to Shmuel, so what's the Svara? So what does he say? The Tamei Meisim do it on Rishon? How could they do it on Rishon? Explains the Sfas MS, he must hold that Zavin are totally Mufka. And when they do it on Rishon, it's considered as if all B'nai Yisrael are doing it on Rishon. All Klai Yisrael who are Shayach to this Karban. It must be that's what he said. What he says, because he needs the Moado. He understands Moado as each and every year, and you can't knock out that din. Itmar, next discussion of the Amoraim. How you opposite case? How you Ruban Tamei Meisim Umiyutan Zavin? Most people are Tamei Meis and Miyuta Zavin. So here, Tamei Meis are obvious. The Tamei Meis are going to do it on the Pesach Rishon. They're the majority. The question is, what about the Zavin? They're a minority on the first Karban Pesach. Second Pesach, Pesach Sheni, they're Torah now. Could they bring a Pesach Sheni? So what's the problem? Rav Huna Amar, ain't Tashlum on the Pesach Abba Betumah. Rav Huna says there's only Pesach Sheni for a Pesach Rishon that was brought Petara. If the Pesach Rishon was Betumah, then people who technically were Tamei for other reasons who couldn't do Pesach Rishon cannot do a Pesheni. Rav Ada Barav Amar, yish Tashlum on the Pesach Abba Betumah. No, it's okay. Name of Baka Mivligi, what's this machlokas about? It must be, how do you view a Pesach Haba Betumah? Demand to Amar Ein Tashlum on the Pesach Haba Betumah, the first opinion that says you cannot have a Pesach Sheni with based on a current Pesach Rishon that was Betumah, Kesavar Tumah Dechuyehi Betzibur. They must hold that Tumah, that when Tumah is allowed, it's still not equal Betara. You still recognize it as a Bidi Eved, as a last case scenario, and therefore, it's not strong enough to create the allowance of Pesach Sheni. But, according to one who says it is allowed, Ksavar, Tumoja Betzibur, it must be because Tumoja Betzibur, and therefore, it's as if it was Repetara. And if it was as if it was Repetara, so then, Pesach Sheni is Pesach Sheni. Is that what they're arguing about? Machlokas Tanoim? Gemara says, Amri Lo. It could very well be that everybody holds that Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, and it's a weaker form of Pesach Rishon. It's weaker. So why would there be a shita that allows Pesach Sheni? Ubaha Pligi, this is the Machlokas. Mar Savar, Tara, Midachaya, Tumah Lo Midachaya. One opinion says that no, a Tara, a Karban Pesach B'Tara, is strong enough to push it to Sheni, but Tumah lo medachya is not strong enough. Amar Savar, afilu Tumah nami medachya. No, even if you have Tumah dechuya betzibur, it could be that Tumah dechuya is strong enough still to create the Pesach Sheni possibility. Again, how do you look at even within Tumah dechuya betzibur? there are different opinions of how dechuya is it. Does it take on any element of a real Korban Pesach for a patara, or is it very, very different? That's the machlokas right here. Final case of the Amoram's discussion. Itmar, Hayushalishisan Zavin. Ushlishisan Tahorin. Ushlishisan Tamemesim. You got a third of Klal Yisrael, a third of Zavin, a third of Tar, and a third of Tamemes. So again, what's important for us? The Tamemes. So the Tamemes are a minority. So Amar Rav Bimani Bar Patish, Osen Tamemesim, Einam Osen, Lo Asa Rishon, Lo Asa Sheni. So the people who are Tahar, they do Pesach Rishon, fine. The people who are Zavin, they can't do Pesach Rishon. Maybe they can do Pesach Sheni. But the people who are Tamei Meis, that's the one we're talking about, they're stuck. Barishon lo avdi, why can't they bring Barishon? Why? Higdilu zavin ala tahorin, add the zavin to the tahorim, delo avdi betumah, right? The majority of Jews are not doing it betumah, because half of them are doing it betara, and half of them are not doing it. So havi le Tamei Meisim miyuta. So Tamei Meisim, people who want to do it betumah, as a minority, umiyuta la'avdi barishon, and therefore Tamei Meisim cannot do it on the first Pesach. B'sheni lo avdi, and the second Pesach they also can't. Why? Nitzrefu zavin in Tamei Meisim to la'avdi barishon. The majority of Klal Yisrael didn't do it on Pesach Rishon. Havi luhu ruba v'ruba lamatik lePesach Sheni. So the majority of Klal Yisrael are left to do a Pesach Sheni, and they can't. Rashi has a line here, which the Rabbi Akiva Eiger notes. Rashi says up on top that, oh well, the Zavin are Tahar now by Pesach Sheni. So they want to do it along with the people who were Tamei Meis. So the majority of people want to do it here. What's Mashma from Rashi? What if the Zavin was still Tamei? The Zavin was still Tamei. It sounds like from Rashi that the Tamei Meisim would be able to do it. Because the Iker is not that the Tzibur did it on Pesach Rishon, but that the majority of the Tzibur can't do a Pesach Rishon, but that the majority cannot do a Pesach Sheni. So, even if it's Rova the Tzibur didn't do a Pesach Rishon, as long as it's not Rova the Tzibur doing a Pesach Sheni, it's okay. Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that the Rambam doesn't sound that way. From the Rambam, it sounds like, no, it's a din of you need Rova of the Tzibur to do it on Rishon to have the allowance of the minority doing it B'Sheni. It's Machlokubi and Machlokas, Rambam Rashi. What is the requirement for Pesach Sheni? What is the din? Do you need the majority to do Pesach Rishon? Or are you just not allowed to have the majority to do Pesach Sheni? Okay, we continue next Mishnah out of the discussion of Rov and Miut, but still talking about Pesach Batuma. HaPesach Shnizrak Domo V'Yakach Nodeshu Tamei Amshak Le'Karim Pesach Zrikas Adam and everything. And after the entire Avoda is finished, we find out that something about the carbon is Tamei. Maybe the blood was Tamei. Rashi says maybe the meat was Tamei. Tosfos doesn't say, says it can't be the meat. Can't be the meat. You have to eat it. What is this? Reb Nassan, who says Achilas Psachan Lo Ma'akva? Can't be the meat. Rashi quotes the meat too. But either way, some part of the carbon is Tamei Hatzitz Maratze. The magical power of the tzitz, as has come up before, is Maratze. What does Maratze mean? It affects the carbon that it's kosher enough that you don't have to do Pesach Sheni, as Rashi explains it. You're right. A pashtus, not according to Reb Nassan, you can't eat the carbon Pesach. Or if it's Tamei, you eat it anyway. But
It was Tamei beforehand.
They just didn't know about it. But the Tzitz Maratze is good enough. But Nitma HaGuf, but if the person was Tamei, and he didn't know about it until afterwards, and it's Tzitz Maratze. The Tzitz only does not work for people. Ibnisha Amru, because we know, the Mesorah is HaNazir V'Osa Pesach, a Nazir or an Osa Pesach, the two people that have to be Tahar when their Karbonos are brought, HaTzitz Maratze Al Tumas Adam, Vena Tzitz Maratze Al Tumas HaGuf. Tzitz can be maratza on the blood that became Tamei, but not on the person who became Tamei. That is the rule of the Mishnah. Last line, Nitma Tumas HaTahom. But if the Tuma that was unknown until later was Tumas HaTahom, which is called Depth Tuma, what does that mean? A Tuma that totally, there was no way I could have known about it. There was a hidden grave 10 feet down that nobody ever knew about. And they uncovered it afterwards. Something that, it's more than a show gig. What we might call a misasik. You were involved, but it's totally something that was beyond my control, totally. So then, we say, tzitzit maratza on that. Even though it has to do with the person. That is, Rashi says, a halacha lemoshe misinai. Halacha lemoshe misinai, that hutra tumas hatahom. That is Rashi's ha'ara. Remember, we haven't mentioned it in a while, so just mention it again. The Rambam's comment in his Akdama to Pirush HaMishnah that there are five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. Five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. There are what he calls Halacha Moshe Misinai, category number two. Category one is what he calls Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, but they're not in the category of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Like in Esro, HaPriyei Tzadar is an Esrog. Ayin Tachas Ayin means money. And other ideas like that, which we don't have. That's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, but Chazal of Mesorda, that's true. Those are the first two categories. The difference being, says the Rambam, Halacha Moshe Misinai, even if you give me 100 years, I would never have figured it out. Totally not merumas in the pasuk. Doesn't make any logical sense. That kezayis, ol shiurin, chatzitzin, ten tfachim. Right? No. Here, tumas at the home is different. Why should tumas at the home be different? So that is the Rambam. And then the other three categories are, category three is everything learned out from the Yugim Omidos. Category four and five are takanos and gzeros. Even Din and Drabanan are included in Torah Shebaal Peh. Those are the five categories according to the Rambam. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Taima, what is Viduik in the Mishnah? Taima, the Nizrak Varkach Noda. The only reason that the Tzitzit Maratze is you did Zrikas Adam, you finished the Avoda, and then you find out. Avol Noda Varkach Nizrak, but what if you found out and then you did the Zrika anyway on purpose? Even though there was a Tuma problem, Lo Maratze. Sounds like it would not be good. But it's only because it was a total accident. V'raminu, is that really true? We have another source that says, Alma tzitz maratze, what does the tzitz work for? Al hadam v'al habasar v'al achilav shenitma, any of these items that became tamei, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezit, bein ba'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachadei b'tzibur. What does that mean? Even b'mezit, what do we assume mezit here means? Even if you did the avoda b'mezit, knowing about the tumah, it still works. So how can we medayik from our Mishnah that if you had known about it, it would not work? We have another source that says it would. So Amar Avina, no, we're misunderstanding that other source. What does shoging and mazid mean? Not about the zrika, but about the tuma. Tum also, the tzitz works whether you became tamei, bein b'shoging, bein b'mazid, hurtsa. But zrikaso, but the zrika, b'shogeg hurtsa b'mezid lo hurtsa. Only b'shogeg it would work, but not b'mezid. That's how Ravina gets out of the problem. Rabbi Shela Omer, what's recording that sheet? Rabbi Shela argues on that. Zrikaso b'shogeg b'mezid hurtsa. Rabbi Shela said, no, the zrika works b'shogeg b'mezid. Even b'mezid. I mean, against our Mishnah, as we'll see. Tumaso b'shogeg hurtsa b'mezid lo hurtsa. No, tumaso. If you became tamei b'mezid, on a daraisa level, everything works. But on a Durabana level, we're going to be konis you. If you became Tame on purpose, the tzitz is not going to be Maratze. Elahadiktani bim b'shogeg bim b'mezid. What does the Brisa mean? Hachi ka'amar. Nitma b'shogeg. Vizarku bim b'shogeg bim b'mezid urtza. So if Sheila says that the shogeg bim b'shogeg bim b'mezid would be going on the Zrika and not going on the Chalos Tuma. So what does Rabbi Sheila do with our Mishnah? Rabbi Sheila says that even if the Zrika was done on purpose, bituma, it would be okay. V'hadik tani davshin nizra v'akach noda. Isn't that what our Mishnah says? Time of the nizra v'akach noda. Avo noda v'akach nizra lo. Isn't our Mishnah miduyuk that if you would know about it before you do it, it would be a problem? The answer is no. Hu adin dafilu noda v'akach nizra. Even if you knew about it beforehand, it would still be hatzitz maratze. V'hadik tani Nizrak v'akach noda, that which we said first Nizrak, mishum deboilem is the seifa, nitma haguf ein atitz maratze. No, because the second line of the Mishnah says, if he became tamei, the tzitz is not maratze. The afilu nizrak v'akach noda lo, and there, even if you did it beforehand, before knowing it also would not work. So, tani reishanami nizrak v'akach noda. Really, but don't make that diak, so it's a machlokes, Ravina and Rabbi Shela. Whether knowing beforehand makes a difference. Rabbi Shela said it doesn't make a difference, it still works, and Ravina says no, it would not. Nitma Tumas at the home. Right, the last section for today. Boy, remember Bracham, Rabbi Bracham asked the following question, which we'll have to answer on tomorrow's daf. Kohen Amaratza Bakarman Oseyan. Huchula Tumas at the home, Allah. We know there's Allah Moshe Misinai that Tumas at the home is okay. You don't have to worry about it. B'di'eved. Obviously, it has to be B'di'eved. You know about Lecharchila. Just derech agav, I forgot to mention, Rashi seems to have an added element, not just tumas at the home that you had no idea, but it's even a suffix. Even a suffix, Rashi quotes, tumas suffix. Which pashas, the other Rishonim say, no, even if it's a vadai tame afterwards. We'll talk more about that by Hashem in the coming days, but that's that was Rashi on the Mishnah. Anyway, back to the question. Rebbe Chama asks, the heter that we know from the Halacha Moshe Misinai, how expansive is it? Miamrinan, do we say ki gemiri tumas atahom bebailim bekoin lo gemiri? Is it only about the bailim having tumas atahom and not the kohen? Odilma bezivcha gemiri lo shna bekoin lo shna bebailim. Or is it no? It's about the carbon, and it doesn't matter even if the kohen is tami mishut tumas atahom. It also would work. That's the question. We're not going to start the answer because the answer goes all the way on to the next omelet. There is just one that I mentioned at the end, and that is when we talk about Isurim, we generally can talk about different types of Isurim, what we call an Isur Chefsa, an Isur Gavra. Is it on the item? Is it on the person? What about when it comes to Tumah? Is Tumah always on the Chefsa? If something is Tameh and I'm not allowed to partake of it, is that on the Chefsa? Rabbi Yosef Engel in Beis HaOtzer, Klav Kuf Chav Dalet, discusses, is Tumah Derabanan? Right, we say, there are many sources that focus that Isurei Daraisa are Isurei Chefsa, and Isurei Derabanan are Isurei Gavra. We spoke about the Nesivus in the past. If you don't have to do tshuva on an Avera Derabanan B'shogeg, because it's all about the Gavra, you don't do anything wrong. Only an Avera Daraisa B'shogeg. So answer the Beis HaOtzer, if you hold like that, that all Isurei Derabanan are Gavra, does that apply by Tumah Derabanan also? That's his question. Yesh la'ayin, lefit sa'ad asfar, the Yisurim d'Rabbanan, rak Yisurei Gavra, hema, yamrina gamkein betumah d'Rabbanan. We're talking about tumah here, so I just brought this up. Dim nomar d'gam betumah kein, if you say it by tumah too, tumah is also on the Gavra, so you never have a mitzius of a tumah d'Rabbanan item, it's only an Yisur d'Rabbanan on Gavra. He's noted to say, I'd rather say, even if you say by Yisurim, they would be on the Gavra, tumah, I think he says, you have to say it's on the Chefza. It's more known to say that on the Chefza. That's in Beis HaOtzer, Klal Kuf Chaf Dalet. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But then we'll continue tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we'll have Shir. Should we do it after the fast? After the fast, we'll figure out a time.